Yes.
Thanks for joining me today. Randy is from Farmers and Merchants State Bank. I appreciate you joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing good today. It's kind of a nice day. Just maybe a few little flurries out there. Can't complain too much. And, of course, it's the holiday season. Everybody's getting ready to have some fun and baking and trying to do all kinds of fun stuff. And I love I love it when I get to chat with you guys because you remind me of the hometown bank that I had when I was a kid. Like, I feel like I could walk in during the holidays and everybody would be wishing you happy holidays and everybody knew each other. And it was just like that hometown feel that you get this time of year, you know. And I'd love to hear a little bit about what you do for Farmers and Merchants State Bank.
Oh, yes. We are a real good community bank. It makes everyone feel at home here. It's like a family.
Yeah.
We do offer a lot of different products for our customers, anywhere from savings and CDs to online banking, mobile banking. We've got online bill pay, home loans and personal loans, agricultural loans, just about everything that the bigger banks have, and we do it with the comfort of making people feel like they're part of family.
So you can actually come in and say, Randy, listen, I need to do this, but I really don't understand how this works. And you don't have to feel ridiculous because you got somebody there that can explain it to you.
Yes, we take our time and explain whatever customers have questions on. If it's a question on how do I make my payment, well, we give them options as to you can either make it online or you come into the bank, make it, or we can send a coupon booklet out for you and explain different ways of doing that for you.
Now, Randy, do you work in the Piers location or do you work at lots of different locations?
I am in the Piers location mainly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And for you at the bank, do you work in all of these different areas or do you specify certain things that they come to you specifically for?
I specialize in personal home loan banking.
Okay.
Person that wants to do a construction loan type deal, they come in and sit down with me and we go through and make sure that they got everything on their construction statement that they want, whether it's electrical, if they're going to do the electrical themselves or something and get it inspected, well, then we make sure that we list that out for them so that they have an understanding of where all their expenses are going.
Yeah, that is, you know, those are the kind of things that sometimes you may be able to bring up something that they may not have thought of too, right? I mean, they could sit down with you and tell you what their plan is and think that maybe they have an idea of how much money they need to borrow, but you may need to throw some questions in there to say, hey, have you thought about this particular thing? It may cost you more or this may take out money from a loan that you wouldn't have to.
Yeah. And I was in building trades for a few years, so I do know quite a bit about that their stuff.
That really helps.
You ask some customers, well, did you think about having someone put in a lift station for where your location is for your sewer type deal? And some people don't think of that right away, and then they're like, oh, that's something different that we didn't know about. And being knowledgeable in that and growing up on a farm, I know quite a bit about farming activity also.
And I'm sure that you get a lot of people that are super excited to go from city life to farm life. And they may not have a lot of ideas of what, you know, like you and I both grew up on a farm. And there's probably things that I still don't realize because, you know, dad and my brother mostly did all this stuff on the farm and I helped out with some other things. So for somebody coming from a more city environment to the country when they are moving into that environment, there's probably a lot of things that you can really help them with in that area as well.
Yeah. If you're coming from the city and moving to country and you want to learn about that area, we're well-versed into letting you know, giving you ideas of what to expect on your new property.
Yeah. Exactly. Or even if they're thinking, you know, a lot of people think they want to start a hobby farm and they want to have certain animals. And I think a lot of times they don't know all of the different costs that may be animals, not just feeding them and their shelter, but the other things like vet care and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Vet care is a big one in the country right now, whether it's a pet or if it's a horse or cows and all that.
Yeah.
We do financing for that there also.
Okay.
If they need to do anything like that. Our home loan specialist here, myself and Paula in the office, we do a great deal of helping customers out with personal loans on that side too.
Mm. What are something people might not know that you offer in terms of home lending?
Some things we do offer our secondary market loans. Some people don't know that we offer secondary market loans, and those are a little different than our in-house loans. The secondary market loans, you can get a fixed long-term rate with the secondary market, and that's financed through either government bonds or other potential financiers that are away from the area here.
Okay.
Whereas our in-house loans are financed through, like, savings and CD accounts that are in the bank itself here.
Okay.
And it could be your next-door neighbor that is having a CD in the bank here, and we're using some of that money to help finance you to get a loan to purchase a house.
Okay, and sometimes some of those will and some of them won't, like, take acreage with farms. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you got to help them navigate that.
Yeah, the secondary market, they tend to not get into the farm side. So if you're looking at a farm type deal and you want just a single payment, we will do those type of loans. We take unique type of properties as collateral. And whereas secondary market loans, they tend to stay away from the unique type properties, and they just want your general 1-4 family house with a lot on it.
I
and
see.
Maybe a few acres.
All right. So what happens when people come to you and then with, you know, then they need an in-house home loan? What's the process of securing that financing through internal funds?
The process here is basically, like I mentioned before, our CDs and savings and other investments that we have in the bank here pretty much go for our financing of the home loan here. And anything like in the secondary market, they get their funding from either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Okay.
And places like that.
I got it. All right. So what about home refinances? You know, with the lower rates the last couple of years, many people were in refinance mode. Everybody was refinancing. Tell us a little bit about refinancing.
Yes. Last couple of years, people were taking advantage of their refinancing to consolidate their loans and make a one payment for themselves and get lower interest rate. On average, most people tend to refinance their mortgages every 7 to 10 years. And that there is probably a good year for everyone to refinance. Going forward, it probably be another 7 to 10 years, but some people probably are going to want to refinance before that. And so we do offer competitive rates on our fees and everything. So the rates and our closing costs will be less than what the secondary market is. So if you want to refinance now, we can probably get it in for a lower cost than secondary market, where you're paying points and fees to get a good interest rate.
Okay, got it. All right, and credit scores, let's talk about those, because they have a lot to do with lending and financing, right?
Yes, credit scores have a lot to do with what you can get for financing.
Okay.
The cutoff for a secondary market is usually around a 740 credit score. So you can get favorable terms and interest rates if your score is above the 740. If you're below the 740, you would probably not get the best rate or best terms and fees on your loan. One thing that I did personally when I was in college, I took out a credit card and I just used it to buy groceries each month and paid it off every month. And that's a good way to start building someone's credit if you're just starting out.
I'm glad you said that because I have three boys and they're all trying to figure out what do we do to build credit. And one thing I did with one of my sons is we bought a car together. I co-signed for him. That was his first big purchase. And then he made payments every month and he doubled the payments and he got that thing paid off within, I guess, about a year. Well, then after that, I thought that would help build his credit, but now he hasn't really done anything else with credit. He doesn't have bad credit. He doesn't have, you know, he does well and he's had a consistent job, but he has not been making purchases. So for him, a wise decision might be to come to the bank and get a credit card there. Do you guys offer credit cards at all?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, we do. We do offer credit cards here. It's through Elan and you can apply online on our website for a credit card. There's two different types. There's an unsecured credit card and there's a secured credit card. The unsecured one, you'd probably have to have a credit score to get that one. The unsecured one, I believe that if you put like $500 into a secured credit card for them, that they would be able to give you a $500 credit and they just get you going that way.
Interesting.
That's a good way to keep your credit going too. Just make sure that you have something out there all the time and pay it off.
Right. And that's a great way, like you said, like when you were in college, you just basically bought your groceries and your gas, kept a running total of it, and then at the end of the month, you just try to pay that in full,
yep.
If you could.
Pay that in full, if you can, yeah. And don't max out your credit cards, because that there kind of hurts someone's credit.
Don't they say that you should try to use your credit card and use like a quarter of the amount that you have, a quarter or less is like the best, and then to pay it off every month or at least double the minimum payment if you need to?
Yes, that is very true there. Yeah. Use about a quarter of the available balance on your credit card and don't get too many credit cards because that could hurt also.
Yeah. And hard, a lot to keep up with, too. Any specific stories, without naming names, of course, of how you helped an individual or a family secure the lending that they needed to purchase the right piece of land? It's always fun to hear stories from you guys.
I've got a couple of stories, but I'll start with the one most recently here. I had someone that we approved on our secondary market early in the springtime, and they wanted to purchase a house. Well, we got them qualified and everything, and the interest rates were favorable at the time. And by the time he found a house, the interest rates have shot up quite a bit. And the secondary market rates were up there. And at the time, I was able to talk to him and find out where everything was at. And we were able to save him a substantial amount of money on closing costs. And the interest rate was lower than what the secondary market was at the time. And we kept it in-house here for him.
Oh, so nice.
And he was so happy that we were able to do that. And he was just starting out and had a lower credit score that wasn't the prime candidate for a secondary market. And maybe in a few years, they'll decide to refinance and go through us and do a secondary market loan.
Yeah. That's so nice. And how did you get into banking anyway? What's your favorite part of banking every day?
How I got in banking was I grew up on a dairy farm and I knew all the aspects of the day-to-day life there, but I didn't know much about the financing side.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to college for ag econ at NDSU. And I, after I learned how, got my BA degree from there, I was able to go into banking. I did an internship with my cousin Dave at a bank and when I was in college, and I kind of enjoyed that. And I was like, maybe I can help more people this way.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love that, too, because, knowing that you grew up on a farm, too, and a lot of people are the same way. Like, we know everything about farming, man. We can tell you when we should plant. We can tell you, when we should be out of the fields. We can tell you all this different kinds of stuff. But when it comes to the financing, that can be a little bit challenging, or to understand interest rates and to understand what's going to be best in the long run. And it's nice to know from someone that comes from that background that you can really kind of put it in perspective for people. Just sit down and say, well, this is what it actually means. This is what would happen if you went this direction. This is what would happen if you go this way. And my suggestion is maybe go this way if you want to save money in the long haul.
Yep, that's what we're here to do. And that's what Farmers and Merchants does for our customers.
So what is the current focus, your tradition of giving, your donation drive?
Currently, we have a tradition of giving. Donations are being accepted at Piers, Sauk Rapids, and Hidden Valley locations for the food shelves for each locations and a toy drive for the locations. And the bank is going to match up to $2,000 per location for
That
was brought in. We're hoping to be able to meet that, and I believe that Piers has met that goal already.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And there's a few days left, I guess, still. But if you want to help and push it even further, just bring in a non-perishable food item and some unwrapped toys, or even cash donations would work to any of the three locations?
Yep. That's cool. Everything goes to the local food shelves and the neighbors in need.
Well, if people would like to stay connected with you and Farmers and Merchants State Bank to keep learning about your banking services and when the time is right to come in and maybe talk to you, how do they follow you on your social media? How do they stay in touch with you guys?
We have different social media platforms out there that they can stay in touch with us, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And sign up for our e-newsletter at the bottom of our website of fmpeers.com, or you can just stop in our office and we'd love to chat with you. And we're all friendly here, and friendly still counts.
It certainly does. And I get that from you, Randy. Thank you so much for taking some time with us today and explaining what you do and how you can help people here in our area at Farmers and Merchants State Bank. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Kelly.
Yeah, it's Randy Cibula for Farmers and Merchants State Bank. Thinking about a loan, maybe would like some things explained to you. I think they could help you out.